What do you do if you receive a text message from your bank saying there's a problem and your account is about to be closed and you need to click on a link to resolve the issue? In the space of about 2 weeks, hundreds of people lost a total of at least 8.5 million Singapore dollars because they were tricked into believing OCBC Bank was sending them such text messages. Now, most of us, in theory, know how to protect ourselves against phishing scams, but it becomes a lot harder to put that into practice when you're put on the spot, especially when your first and natural reaction might be to worry that your hard-earned cash is genuinely at risk. So here are some tips on what you can do to prevent yourself from becoming a victim of phishing scams. First, don't panic, because you need to be able to assess the situation and look out for warning signs. In the case of OCBC, bit.lys or shortened URLs were used. These links are good at masking the address of the actual site you're being taken to. You could also look out for typos and misspelled words in the URL. Plus, banks don't typically send you SMSs regarding issues like account closure or account reactivation. They usually send you physical letters to prevent online fraud. Second, and as a general practice, if there's a link you need to verify, look for it yourself instead of clicking on the link that has been sent to you. Type the URL of the bank's official website into your web browser yourself, or go to the bank's official app to get the information that you need. Third, if you're still unsure, call the bank's official hotline and ask to speak to a customer service representative directly. The most important tip: never ever tell anyone your personal details or your internet banking details. This includes information like your NRIC number, NRIC issue date, PIN code, user ID, and one-time password. If an official is asking you for information like that, that's an immediate red flag.
And lastly, one more thing you can do if you're in Singapore is to download the Scam Shield app. What it does is to help you filter out scam calls and SMSs, something your telcos do not currently do.
So in summary, 1. Assess the situation and look out for telltale signs. 2. Be wary of links that have been sent to you. It's always best to type in the bank's URL into your web browser directly. 3. When in doubt, seek help from the bank or any verified source. 4. Never ever give out your personal information like your internet banking details. And lastly, 5. Download the Scam Shield app to help you filter out scam calls and SMSs. Leave a comment if you have any other suggestions on what you can do to prevent yourself from becoming a victim of scams.